Another year has come and gone. Are you wondering what the future holds? Are you struggling with the decision about love, money, your career, your family? StarPsychics.com, that stars with a Z, has the answers you desire. StarPsychics.com is the best and brightest advisor site on the internet, staffed by top-rated, professional, fully tested, and certified advisors. This is the real deal. At StarPsychics.com, you create your own personal account, and you pick your advisor by reading their extensive bios. Then you decide on a budget that you are comfortable with. Your pathway to a clearer and brighter future is just a few clicks away. No gimmicks, no bait and switch. StarPsychics.com has daily blogs and lots of links to help you develop your own intuition. Log on now. That's StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. And here's the best part. They're available 24/7. StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. You must be 18 years or older. Your future awaits.
Well, welcome everyone to our part two of When Darkness Prevails. I have the lovely Maya Moon with me, and I have the awesome Star Priestess Candy Ranson in the room, in the chat room, to answer questions that you might have, and you're welcome to call in. You can call in at 347-838-9736, and you will get me, and I'll answer the phone like you're calling me on my home phone, and we'll be good to go. And right away, I see we have a caller. And I want to say, too, we have something new on the site. I don't know if you saw this, Maya. I have a little banner that I control to announce the radio show and what the topic's going to be. And you can click on Tune In, and you come right to the page, and it tells you what to do, or you can just listen. This is the second week that we did this, but I put this up yesterday just to announce that it was going to be on tonight, hoping that we would get more callers and more people, because, you know, sometimes people don't even know about the show. So I had a brilliant idea. That's what Tony says, my webmaster. Oh, that's an awesome idea. And I said to him, why didn't you think of it? But anyways, we are talking about When Darkness Prevails. And last week I probably did most of the talking about what happens to me when I get into that dark place. And it's not the same as depression. A depression to me lasts. It's a continuous stream. It's really hard to get out of it, and I don't envy people that have that, and they probably listen to me and think, well, I don't envy what she goes through, but it's different for me. And Maya, I'm going to let you take over while I answer this caller and see if she might want to contribute, or maybe she's just here. Okay. She is just listening.
Okay. Well, welcome, everyone. I'm glad to be here, and I hope that you're glad to be here, too. And for those of you that may have missed some of the shows or missed part one, remember you can go to STARS, that's STARS with a Z, homepage, and at the bottom lower left, you can click on the blog talk icon, and all the shows are recorded, so you can go back and listen to, I believe Natalie has them as far back as we've been doing this, and it's been a few years. So just to recap, and go from what Natalie said. First of all, depression is a clinical diagnosis. So depression is a medical condition, and it has to do with various things. Now, we can have transient depression, like after the loss of a loved one, and there's postpartum depression, which is a temporary state. But depression is more... you know, technically, depression is a medical diagnosis that requires the intervention of a medical professional. Darkness, we can be depressed and have darkness, but we can be optimistic, extroverts. We can be uplifted people. I don't believe, from my experience and what my guides have taught me, that there is a human that walks among us that is not at one time or another faced the darkness. And the darkness is, you know, we talked a little bit last week, Natalie talked a lot about how the darkness feels to her and ways that she copes with it. Darkness is more the energy or the mood, if you will, of our spiritual being. And if we look at the Trinity, which I talk a lot about the Trinity or the Triune. So if you picture a pyramid, our spiritual being, our energy, a core, whatever term you would like to use, that's at the top. And then from there we have our emotional, our affect, how we deal with things emotionally, how we deal with things cognitively, which is just how we think about things, how we rationalize things. And of course, we have the physical, which is kind of the base of the pyramid. So if our spiritual being is at the top, you can kind of put together the story how when darkness does prevail in our life, whether it's due to a situation, which usually it's there's something internal or external that triggers that darkness, it prevails because it attacks, if you will, or goes into our spiritual being, and that then saturates. So if you're at the top of the pyramid and let's say you pour tar at the top of the pyramid, you can imagine that entire pyramid is going to soak down through all those layers, through all those things. So I think Natalie's back. Let's check in with her.
Yes, I'm back, and we have Maddie listening to what we're talking about, and I told her, of course we welcome her, and I'm going to check back with her and see if she has any questions, which she could, I don't know. But last week I said that I was going to try to figure out what is the trigger for me, and we before we went live on the air, I was telling Maya that I can watch a movie that does something to me, but the strange thing is that maybe 2 months later, I'll watch it again, even though I know it does a number on me. By a number, I mean it just hurts. It's like you have your heart, and behind it is your soul. It goes to the soul. It goes right through my heart, and I don't hold on to it, but it sets a mood for me. I think it sets the emotion like a thermometer. Okay, she's a little vulnerable right now, and if somebody was controlling it. And then I'll find that if I... I finished the movie, and I was teary-eyed, and I don't even think about it applying to somebody else. I mean, I have two favorite movies that just do a number on me. Well, there's a lot of them, but these two, I have them recorded, but I hesitate to watch them. I have to be in the right...
The
first movie is The Lovely Bones, and the second one is Fried Green Tomatoes. Now, The Lovely Bones is about a 12-year-old girl that has a mishap. She dies, but she ends up being between earth and heaven. And this just does something to me because this is my belief system too, I think, Maya. She's in between and she keeps wanting to go back because there was this young man in school that she was supposed to meet at the gazebo on Saturday. I mean, I could tell you the whole story. And he wrote a poem for her, and after she passes, when she's going home, she loses the poem. She doesn't even know that it's in her book. But the man that caused her to lose her life finds it and gives it back, and then it keeps flying over the earth, and a girl that she knew in high school gets it. Well, anyways, there's just something about it that I resonate with this movie. Part of it is I think of my granddaughter, who's going to be 13, and I think to myself, nobody ever, ever try to do this to her. But she's very careful. But, I mean, this little girl, she was walking home, and then she's in between heaven and earth. She's right, and she keeps going back to her house and watching, but really she wants to connect with this boy again because she really cared for him. And she thought maybe she'd get her first kiss. I mean, she was 12. And he's just a handsome boy. And I guess maybe I think about my granddaughter a lot, or I think about myself a lot, and I remember having that feeling. So now Fried Green Tomatoes is with Jessica Tandy.
On the movie The Lovely Bones, I think I saw that. Does Kiefer Sutherland play the father?
No, it's...
Who is it that plays the father?
It's Wall, one of the Wall brothers. I forget what his name is. Mark Wall.
Okay.
And
I did see it. Yeah, I'm just getting them mixed up.
Yeah, and the other is a pretty Rachel Weisz is in it. She plays the wife, and Susan Sarandon plays the grandmother, who's a hoot in the movie.
That's right. That's
and
right.
But anyways, she finally, you know, I should let you go to the ending of the movie if you haven't seen it. It has a great ending. But you still feel, I still feel, I mean, it just bothers me. Now, the other one is Fried Green Tomatoes with Jessica Tandy. Kathy Bates is in it.
Yeah, that one I know. But can I interject, Natalie?
Sure. Oh, sure. I shouldn't skip on to the next one because this is really important. I mean, me seeing this, I could watch it again tonight and feel the same way. It's just unreal.
What I'm getting is, in part, why that movie, the movie that I saw it, but I honestly just vaguely recall it. So I'm just going off of what you just said. It didn't affect me the way it affected you. But what's being shared with me right now is the reason why you're so drawn to the movie, and by the same token, you're unsettled by it is because in your life, even though you may not be consciously aware of it, you have many moments that I would call loops in time where there were things that were left unsaid, undone, unfinished
mm-hmm.
for you. And so this girl is the trajectory because she's literally caught between the afterlife, heaven, paradise, whatever you want to call it,
right.
Elysia, whatever, and the world, the human world. Now, does that resonate? Does that make sense to you when I say that?
Yeah, it does, and I never thought of it that way, Maya. I really, you know, I guess when something upsets you like that, you have to think back to why it affects you so much. And I didn't have the presence of mind to figure it out, but my Maya did. Yeah, but I could still watch it again. It still would bother me. I mean, I have to be careful even explaining it to people. And it touches my belief system.
Yeah, it really does. Definitely.
Yeah, it's...
Well, I think you should maybe think about that when you go to watch it. And, you know, we've both talked about journaling, and we know you're writing a book. But, you know, sometimes I believe if we write down our feelings, it's a good release. And I think with you, and I won't go into private matters, we can talk about that on the side sometime.
Yeah.
But I think there's been many instances from childhood up until even the last few years, perhaps, where... In retrospect, again, you're not consciously, as you're watching the movie, thinking, but you did not have a voice, Natalie. You did not have a voice. And so you were caught in that space. Now, we talked about you had divine intervention, you had angelic support, and that's how you were able to turn out the way you did. But so you might try, when you watch it, thinking of it that way, and then maybe being able to think that, you know, sometimes we can release those things. You know, we're all looking for closure. But anyways, my guides were just knocking me in the head pretty much. So I had to
tell her this.
I had to say that.
I'll remember that. And, you know, I guess you have to think of it. I mean, if it's something so profound that it bothers me to the point where, I mean, I could get hysterical watching it if I let myself, but I don't. I'm better at it, but there's a reason for it. A movie should not carry you off. I mean, it's a movie. Carry you off somewhere and drop you off, and okay, now she's going to have it. There's a number on her now. She's out of control and all of that, and I never thought of it that way, but I'll try writing about it. I watched it. I didn't watch it Saturday. I watched it yesterday. I did better. I think when I keep watching it, I'm looking for something. I'm looking for an answer, I think. Even though it's just a story, you know, it's all make-believe,
right.
Because it's a little dramatic what happens. He does get it in the end, this man. But she's watching all of this, and that I think that's really what bothered me too, because she couldn't stop anything. I mean, it just moved on.
But Natalie, stop and think what you just said. You're narrating your own life.
Yeah, that's true. I couldn't stop
really
it. That's true. I everything I say, I should think back to what I just said. And yeah, but you see, that's why you're my good buddy. You tell me. Yeah, and you know, it's a way of dealing with something. But I never thought of it. And maybe, in truth be told, I really probably don't like to go back to what my life was like. But I don't do it as much anymore. I mean, I'm really much, much better. I've been really, really busy. The site's been really, really busy, and that starts with a Z, psychics.com. Then you'll know what I'm talking about. Just beautiful people that I have working for me and for the site. I don't even like to say it's for me, and beautiful people that come to the site. So many. We have probably nearly 8,000 clients. They don't all come every day, but in most instances, I end up communicating with them somehow. Some I even call on the phone because they're having issues with their computer, and yours truly will step in and, oh, I can do this. And I can, but I'll have to start thinking more about why it upsets me so much. But I was better when I watched it yesterday. I didn't watch it till the end because, my neighbor came over, and so I had to shut it off. And then my cousin called, and she just lost her daughter in December, and she said to me, I just had to talk to you. I said, why? She said, well, I don't know, but I knew why. Every time we talk, we laugh. We talk about when I was 12 or 13, and she was older than me, and she dragged me along, and we would laugh about the dumbest things. And pretty soon, I was talking, and she was laughing. And I thought to myself, that's exactly why you call, because I make you feel better, and that's good. And she makes me feel better, too. She makes me feel better because I can help her, because I can ease her pain, I guess. And she said, whenever I feel bad, I start to think of you. And every time she hears an Elvis movie, she thinks to call me. I loved Elvis. I mean, I adored him. And I had all of his records and everything, and that's why. Even her husband will say, oh, Elvis was on. I guess you better call your cousin. So that's what she does. But it's a little thing like that. But see, now maybe I won't get upset when I watch the movie again. Maybe there's a different trigger with it now. I don't know. But yeah. So anyways, to get out of that, I either gather my thoughts. I sit down with my cat. My cat's very important in my life. And I just get real quiet. And pretty soon, it's gone. I don't even know why it's gone. There was nothing that I did. And then I'll go ride my bike. Like tonight after the show, sometime I'll ride my bike. I didn't ride last night, but I'll ride tonight. And now that always makes me feel better. It exhausts me, but it makes me feel so good. And the next day I'm really wiped out, usually, because I ride like 30 minutes. But I ride with bike pants, and I have these short leggings, and I have something on, and then I have a sweatshirt on. I mean, so I really perspire when I ride. And everybody says, what, are you crazy? No, I do that because I want to get my heart working, and it's good for your skin. It's good for your endorphins. It's good to change how you think about things. You really do, because you're not thinking about anything. I'm listening to the music on my little Nano. I have a little Nano iPod, and I'm flipping the stations, and sometimes I can play some of my Anita Baker. I love her because I was from Detroit, and she's in Detroit, and she's got a beautiful soul kind of voice, and I'm good to go, and then I'm fine. You know, there's only certain periods of the day that I get dark. Now, today was a good day. Of course, I'll tell you why. See, my son came over before he went to work. He had a little coffee with me, and we were talking about my granddaughter's birthday. So, you see, I have interaction with my son, which is very important, obviously. And then I even talked to my granddaughter. I called her, and she Graham Circle, I'm so glad. She calls me Graham Circle, Grambo, or Grammy. Or Graham, I mean, but I was Graham Circle today. And she was in her talkative mood. Her son is in Cancer, and sometimes she gets into a mood that I'll say, what are you doing? Nothing. And that's all she says. But today she was talkative, but she's got a birthday coming. So, of course, she wanted to tell me what she wanted, one thing she wanted from me. So that's probably why my day has been really good. It has to start off, and my son hasn't been over in the morning, like all last week. He's just been so busy. And but you know, you can't depend upon somebody to do that for you. So, and I can sit outside, and I love doing that. So those are my periods of getting really dark. And really, for a lot of people, anything can trigger it. You can just feel like nothing is going to be right. It's just not going to happen for you. Whatever you want to happen in your life, you're going to say, oh, I'm not going to get that. And then you start yourself, and I have done this, so I know, then everything else starts to not look good. I mean, then you start picking at everything. Me would be my site. Well, the site's not doing too good. I'm not doing too good. I mean, I'm just giving you kind of a little scenario about it. But it's, but once you let it get a hold of you, you'll hold on to it for a while, and you have to find something. Go to a happy place like I described last week. Do that happy place thing. It really works. I mean, because just think of it. You're like in your own movie. You can be anybody. You can do anything. You can be somebody famous. You can be somebody not famous. You can save a lot of people if you want. Just think of all the stories. Oh, I probably have a lot of stories in my head, don't I? Just think of all the stories you can create in your happy place. And I've been having a lot of fun with Instagram. People are talking to me, and I follow all the, well, of course, you would figure this to be me, all the safaris, all the lions, all the giraffes, all of these people in other countries. Jane Goodall, I'm following her. She wrote me a note. I wrote her back. I was so thrilled. All of that kind of stuff. And I derive pleasure in that. So it's just a matter of finding something. Now, what did you do on Saturday that you found yourself a little emotional, Maya? What did you do? Did you try to get yourself out of it, or you were feeling sad, or no?
Well, yeah. I mean, when we talk about the darkness, for me, I believe that it invades our spiritual core being, and from there, then it drenches the rest of us. You know, the rest of our emotions. It can start out and feel emotional, but that's where the danger lies. So it was, and I'm not sure really what, and that's true. Like when we're talking about the darkness, like if someone just lost their job or lost a family member or had a bad breakup, we have, you know, external situations or circumstances, and so those are applicable. We can say, well, obviously the darkness is prevailing right now because such and such happened. Now, for mm-hmm. me, it just, there was, you know, my life was pretty much, everything was the same. Nothing had occurred. There was no disruption. There was no change. But I just had this overwhelming sense. So for me to get out of it, you know, I did think about writing. I didn't do that, which I probably should have. But I have dogs, and so I'm a believer that I believe sometimes we have to let down. We have to have a pity party. We have to kind of put a timer yeah. on it. And so I allowed myself to be emotional and cry, even though maybe no one understood, not that I have a whole troop of people here, I don't. But, you know, other people, I didn't reach out to anyone, I chose not to, but sometimes I do think that can be a good way. So for me, yeah. I guess what I would say is that I channeled myself to a different energy, and I use my animals. I have dogs, and I use them because they're non-judgmental, and there's just something, they transfer this very balanced energy, because with animals, their natural state, they almost invariably will just naturally, spiritually, and emotionally balance themselves. Now, we can have exceptions to that rule. Animals that have problems, that are sick or have, you know, there's rage syndrome in dogs and canines. That's a very serious disorder. Animals that have been abused, you know, so there's always exceptions to any rule. But in general, animals, especially the smarter animals like canines, they naturally know how to reset that balance. So whereas with humans, we have to often, like with you, Natalie, with myself, and with most people, we have to make attempts by riding a bike, exercising, going out with friends, calling someone, going shopping, whatever the case may be, hopefully something healthy and not something that's not healthy. That's what I did. I looked at my animals and I hugged their fur and petted them, and then I tried to see if there was anything that was going on, if, you know, maybe spirit had a message for me or there was something that, you know, I was not listening to, or a path that I was supposed to follow, or if there was a reason. And I was not, it's always easier to read for someone else than our own selves. At least I find that to be true. So that's how I kind of came out of it. I just said, you know, I had an inner dialogue with myself. I didn't talk out loud. This was more just in my head. And I said,
right,
what do I have that is good in my life? And so I did a couple things and I think that I was grieving for something that had happened to me last summer about this time that was very, very, very difficult for me. And I'm not a person that shares a lot. I mean, I will at times, but I keep a lot to myself. That's how I've always been, and I'll just work it out. And I realized that I was coming up on a year anniversary. And I'm not trying to be all mysterious. I had a very serious health issue. But as this health issue started becoming more serious, I've been a person that I've been the same size since I was 13 years old, wore the same size clothes, other than when I was pregnant. I've had a few times that I've been a little too thin, but I've never been overweight. And I say that gingerly because I don't want to stereotype that people have to be a certain way. But when we're used to our own bodies being a certain way, okay? And so what I realized is that I was about this time last year, I ended up in the hospital in intensive care. Of course, Natalie, I know you know that.
How
sick I was and everything that happened. But I don't even know if you know how my weight, between the medical problems that I had and then the medication they gave me, I weighed almost 200 pounds. And my normal weight is about 125.
That's a lot put on.
So imagine, and my self-esteem and, you know, people not understanding. I mean, I feel for a lot of people that struggle with whether it's hair loss or weight, and it can be, and it wasn't so much about vanity. I don't want to sound like I'm vain, but, you know, to go in your closet and nothing fits. And so that it was tied into that. And once I kind of realized that I had not really talked to anyone and said, you know, gosh, this is so hard on me to look at myself in the mirror and see a person that I don't recognize. And, you know, doctors are very dismissive of that. Now, when I lose weight, they're all worried. Oh, we got to get you on vitamins. I want you to drink 2 Ensures a day. But when it was the opposite, they were quite dismissive, which I found very condescending. So that's what
right.
I think was going on with me, is that I was relating back to that time and how difficult. And I guess I felt that I didn't have a support system that worked for me other than my animals. But at the same time, I have to be honest with myself and admit that I didn't ask for help and I didn't tell people how I was feeling. I guess because if you don't say it out loud, it's not true. But
no,
I'm
that's true.
To...
That is true. Yeah, yeah. And I forgot about the time frame for you. That you're right. But also, I had a bad day too, Saturday. So you and I know we're always interconnected, even if we don't talk.
That's right.
And we're empaths, and I'm over the top, but it doesn't matter. But I was thinking about you, but then, you know, you get into, I was watching that movie, you know, and then it gets all kind of entangled, and you don't even think. Now, next time I'll know. But even if I would have called you, maybe you wouldn't have answered the phone, because you're kind of like me. I don't really call people and tell them I'm having a really bad day. I need you to talk to me. I don't do that. I just don't. Diane, my friend, will call. How you doing today? I didn't even talk to her today, but how you doing today? And I'll say, I'm okay. She said, well, you having a bad day? And she said, you want to go someplace? And something like that. But I don't know. I think a lot of times we keep a lot to ourselves, and I don't know. I guess we figure we can solve it. Or we just don't want to lean on somebody. I don't know. But I think you and I both had a bad day at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah, and we probably did. You know, our energy, we can get hooks into people, and that's not always a negative thing. Sometimes you hear about psychic hooks or energy hooks or energy vampires, which can be negative. But sometimes our connections with our familiars and our soulmates, those are also hooks or attachments that we have, and those can be positive. So you and I share that, so that could have made it, you know, the double-edged sword for both of us, that without even knowing it, we were both, and we both are that way. If I'm really struggling with something, I may cry in my dog's fur when no one's around, but it's very rare that I might go to somebody if I'm mad and say, oh, I am so darn mad about such and such.
Yeah.
But when I'm feeling really vulnerable and emotional, I guess it just, maybe it's a product of the way that I was raised, but I don't share that. But it did come together for me, and so I did a few things, and one was, my family had been asking, now my sons and grandchildren are here in Arkansas, but the majority of my family is either in Cincinnati or California, and they had been asking for pictures. Well, you know, there was no way that the way that I looked, they would have been just absolutely horrified. And I finally, the new picture that I have on the site, I took some pictures because I look myself again. And that's what it's all about. It's not about being fat or being skinny or being chubby or being slender or, you know, I don't like those labels. But each of us has our body type, and we should be happy and comfortable. And when our body type completely changes, or it's just like if we were to have a leg cut off or an arm cut off.
Yeah, you're horrified. You don't. It really does affect you. Yeah, I think it affects men as well as women, maybe more so women, but yeah, that...
Well, women, because society, I mean, so what I did was I took what I thought was one of the best pictures, and I rarely post on the media, on Facebook, but on my private account, I put it up there for my family, and everybody was just so, you know, complimentary. But I felt like I could finally do that. And the other thing was, you know, I can go into the closet, to anything. I don't have to think, oh, gosh, you know, is this...
I can't wear that.
I mean, I can go and I can pick out anything. And if anything, I'm like, oh, gosh, these are too loose. I'm going to have to find a smaller pair. So... And the other thing I need to mention is, for all those ladies and men, for those men that are open to this, I highly recommend, which I did today, I have gel over my real nails to keep them strong and the same length. And every few months I get a pedicure. And I got a pedicure and my nails done today. And that little treat for myself, that was my gift to myself, and that helped me. And just remembering gratitude, what I have to be grateful for, and asking myself, which is a question I'll often ask myself, and I advise people listening, when that darkness prevails, to ask yourself, is my future really hopeless, or is it just not doing so great today? Because most of the time, we're going to say, today, not so great. But my future, and maybe, and maybe tomorrow, not so great. But eventually, we are going to come into the light because we were born of the light. If you look up the meaning of spiritual beings and all that stuff, It all goes back to, in every language, in every religion, in every culture, it is associated with the light. So just remember that we're light beings, some of us more so than others, of course. But you will, and I know we talked about this last week and you agreed that having hope is vital to being able to rid the darkness, right?
Exactly. But, and it really isn't anybody that can do it for you. You have to really pull yourself out. I mean, because it's happened to me, I can't even tell you how many times. The closest one I have besides my two girlfriends is my son. I don't even tell him. I mean, sometimes, he'll call and say, well, how are you this morning? Okay. No. I said this last week. No, you're not okay. What's wrong? He can tell just by the way I say hello. God, he really knows me, doesn't he? And, I really don't go into all the things that I would like to have to fulfill my life. I mean, I just don't do it. And
yeah,
you
don't sit there and give him your bucket list, but you...
No. Well, he knows I want to go to Kenya. I love Africa. I mean, I could go anywhere there, and I want to go to Jerusalem. He would picture me as going to Africa because of I have giraffes everywhere in my house. I mean, pictures and the background on my phone is a giraffe, and and everybody on Instagram knows I love giraffes. I mean, go see Natalie; she'll tell you what she knows. But I also love the big lions, and I've learned an awful lot about them because I relate them to my cat. And my cat is a big cat, and he is an alpha male. He is the boss. I live here because he lets me live here,
Yes.
He's just
he
the boss.
He shares his house with you. You're a guest.
Yes, that's
home.
Right. He has allowed me to come in and share it. And the more I see things, and the more I – because, I watch National Geographic and all of that, and I learned about them, and I started watching him, and I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, you really are a descendant of the lions. And of course, a male. The male is, like, top one. I mean, you don't do anything unless the male lets you do it. Well, he lets me do some things sometimes. But it's funny how you can relate. But anyways, I'll start to talk to my son. I'm talking about if I'm not having a beginning of the day and it's early. Usually he calls me like at 8. But it's the way I went to sleep. And usually when I wake up, I mean, I have forgotten. I mean, I don't carry that with me through the night. But if I wake up and he calls, I seem to be okay for a while. Unless it's really done a number on me and really it's hard. It's like me in a dark well. I've talked about that, and I'm hanging my fingers on the edge of that well because I really want to get out of that. And it's become easier and easier, and the more you do it, the easier it is for you. But sometimes you just can't allow yourself to get so deep into that dark area, that darkness, because then it's really hard to get out of it. Then nothing is hopeful, nothing is good, nothing. Everybody knows I don't have a husband and I don't have a significant other. And my guy called today about the lawn, you know, and I've known him for probably 8 years now, I guess. And he says, "So how's my favorite girl doing?" And I said, I was laughing. I said, "Well, you really want to know? Yeah, tell me." He says, "I got some time here." And so we talked about it, and he said, "Well, number one, I don't see you going in a bar. Number two, I don't see you going online." Because he said to me, "Well, you just need somebody to take you out to dinner once in a while." And I said, "You know, Brad, that sounds like a wonderful thing. However, I just don't go out to dinner with anybody. And I'm at an age where if it was like my friend Vera or Diane said, hey, and I met the person through them or with them, that probably could happen. You know, but to go with a stranger, no. Natalie doesn't do that kind of thing. So, besides, my son would have a heart attack. And, oh, my God, my mother's in a bar, for God's sakes. He'd probably flip out. He'd probably come and carry me out. But and my granddaughter would probably be with him. But you know, you have to be careful. And I try not to let him see things about me, and I probably shouldn't, although he's really aware. He's an empath. I mean, not like I am, not like you are either, Maya, but he has it. And I just try not to put it on him so that he has to deal with, oh, yeah, I'm worried about my mom. She's not doing right. She's not thinking right. But, you know, and he always asks about the site because he knows that's my baby. That's everything,
right.
You know, and all that.
Yeah.
And you and Tony working together. I mean, he'll pull in things to me or say things to me that he knows gets me, it's a trigger that I'll go to another place. But I don't ever stay in that. I mean, I work at it. Sometimes it's not that easy. But to those listening, and we have some people in the room, you know, when you get into that, and I think everybody has done this, you get into that dark place, and then you're right, nothing looks good. I don't look good. The clothes I have aren't good. You just want to bury yourself in some place and cover your head up, and that's it. But you have to find something that's going to help you, like I do. And I told you about my happy place. I'd probably be great at writing some kind of a story for a movie. I mean, I could get everybody in there crying. You wouldn't come out of there with a dry eye when I was done with you. But, you know, and I'm laughing about it now. Today was a great day so far. I mean, I don't have any problems, but I'm going to ride my bike, and the site's doing good. It did magnificent yesterday, and lots of happy people and all of that. But when you're dealing with the public, and I know some of you work out in the public, that can be tough, and you might even be a little bit of an empath, and you feel somebody comes to you're in your line, and you gotta take their money, and you look at them, and you think, oh, geez, you know, just look away. Because you can pull stuff, if you're empathic at all, from everybody. It's not unheard of, and Maya knows that. But you have to learn how to control that. And so the dark is really tough. So what did you do Saturday for yourself? I mean, did you just – you were just with the dogs and just kept busy with them? Did you change your thinking? What did you do, Maya?
Yeah, I mean, I was with the dogs, and then I changed my thinking because at that moment when that darkness comes in, and I want to share something. I happened to hear this, believe it or not, on this show, this series that I watch. But I thought it was so beautiful and so profound. And the person said that, you know, the sky is always blue. When the clouds come, the clouds can be so black and so dark and so gray. But what we don't realize, we look up and we see that dark sky, those dark gray clouds, and that's how we feel. But really, the sky is still blue. And I thought, I thought about that because I'd heard that a few days before. And I thought, wow, that is really profound. Even though we're seeing the gray, which would be, you know, a metaphor for the darkness that we feel. You know, beyond that, above that, under that, however you want to term it, is the sky is still blue. And so what I did to get myself out of it is I went to some garage sales and I found.
Oh, there
some,
you go.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm not. I have a friend and she used to always tease me and say that she pictured me like this white princess in this big mansion. And of course, she knows me so much better now. And she started as a client many years ago, a private client, and ended up being a close friend. In fact, has one of my dogs. And we laugh all the time about that. And so a lot of us don't have a lot of money. And I wore the necklace today that I paid $2 for, junk jewelry, you know, costume jewelry. And everywhere I went, everyone was like, oh, my gosh, I love that necklace. Where did you get it? And I said, I got it at this little, you know, I'm in Arkansas, and they have all these little antique shops. In fact, when I went in there, I told the lady, I said, you know, I really want to tell you that I used to collect antiques. I can't afford to do that anymore. But I said, I've seen at least 5 things in here that are very valuable. I said, I really think it would be worth your while to call in a collector or bring some of these things, because you're going to get someone that's going to come in here that knows. And I said, I mean, she said, really? Show me like what? And I think helping someone else, and then going to the garage sales and just having fun looking for different things. And I ended up buying this necklace and then another piece of jewelry. And I think I spent like $6. And then I started, and then I went with gratitude. And I thought, okay, well, I didn't put it together until after the darkness what was really causing it all. But then I just went into gratitude, and I went with what I recommend to clients, and that is, or to people, or friends. And that is, first of all, what do I have right now that I can be grateful for? And the way that I'm feeling, regardless of where it's coming from, is this going to be forever, or is this just how I feel now? And I was able to say, this is how I feel now. And then I said, is it okay for me to feel this way now? And I said, it's okay as long as I don't let it take over. And so I said, okay, well, I need to get out of the house. I need to not work right now for a few hours, because I tend to be a workaholic. I tend to feel that I can't leave except in very short increments. And so I decided I was getting out of the house, and that was actually Sunday morning that I did that, I believe, because it started Saturday and followed through on Sunday. So that's what I did, and that got me out of it. And then my dogs helped. Their energy just naturally transferred to me and helped to balance me out. But for those listening, you know, some of us are very tactile. I'm honestly not a very good person with meditation and imagination. Like Natalie has her little dream
happy place.
And for some people that works. I'm more of a tactile person, and so if you're that way, then taking a walk, if you like photography, I mean, I could say a million things. Go to the woods, go to a lake. If you're not an outdoors person, watch a movie, get up and do something. Sometimes cleaning something, organizing can help. Writing definitely helps, even if you're just taking notes about what's going on and trying to remember. I would say the two most important things would be to think of at least one thing that you can be grateful for, whether it's a son, a daughter, a mother, a father, a job, a house, a car, and then also think of the future. Things might be bad because sometimes the darkness comes on because it's a result of circumstances or a situation. And sometimes I believe it's just like what I realized afterwards, it was an emotional it was like an anniversary of something that I had not fully dealt with. So that's pretty much, and now we're getting close to the end of the hour.
Yeah,
so that's
but I
want
to say, too, that's exactly it for you, Maya. I'm listening to you, and I, you know, of course I can feel it, and I, but you see how you did so well doing something that in its own way it pulled you right out of that. I mean, the next day you did something. I mean, you can be in, I mean, I'm never in that place for hours. No. If I know I'm really bad, I start talking to God. Okay, you got to take this over here now. I'm getting too bad. I actually do talk, you know, and I know he listens. And we know how I feel about Jesus. And so it's real. If you can find something that you, but you have to think about it when you're feeling good, not when you're feeling bad, because you're not going to remember it. You have to just figure out something that really you can really be so happy with. Like I have my cat. He always knows when I'm having trouble. He comes over on the, well, he's always on the edge of the couch. But he's just.
There's a difference to his energy when he picks up that you're not, right, correct?
Right, he really is. And it's all, and he'll look at me and, you know, I'll just say, Mom's not too happy right now. And then he'll come up really close and he starts rubbing my face. And now he doesn't do that all the time. Remember, he's a alpha male. He does it when he wants to. It has to be at his moment in time. And so, but now that I'm thinking about it, what he also does is he'll go in my bedroom and lay against this one wall. He's waiting for me. And he looks, oh, isn't she going to come and get in the bed so I can crawl next to her? You know, he does this. He pretends like he's sleeping, and then as soon as he sees, gets a glimpse of me, his ears perk up and says, aha, she's coming this way.
Right.
So, and he has a time frame. He knows. They know times, and your dog probably does too. But, you know, animals, pets, are one of the greatest things that you can do with yourself, that you're not, when you're not feeling really up to, like, your bubbly self, or, you know, just get connect with your pet that you have. I had a bird. I had Leo, and I really miss Leo. There for a long time, I was saying good night, and that's what he used to say to me all the time. And but yeah, it's tough, but you can do it. I mean, because listen to me, I'm not in a dark place right at this moment, and I won't be, because when I'm done with the radio, I'm going to get my stuff on, and I'm going to ride my bike. And I've already made up my mind. Usually I don't do it that early. Sometimes I ride at 12 midnight. I'll clean up the kitchen and I'll look and I say, yep, I feel pretty good. I'm going to go ride. And I do, and I'll ride. And so, but not everybody can do that. It's just a stationary bike. I don't ride outside, of course, but it's just so good. So you have to find something or develop a happy place and go there.
Right,
and
a happy place or... You know,
right. Create that little movie.
Sister,
you can be anything you want. You can be the greatest woman or man in the world. Nobody's going to argue with you, and you can play it out in your head. I'm real good at doing that. And you know what, Maya? I just thought of this. I bet you that's what I did when I was a little girl. I probably played it out in my head because I was alone.
Yeah.
I just thought of that. See how you bring out the best of me? All this wisdom, right? But anyways, yes, I don't know what the topic is going to be next week, but we've had some guests. We had somebody call, and she was on. Her name was Maddie, and we have some people in the room. Welcome. I did say welcome to them. Do you have any idea what it's going to be next week? Of course, it's always a nice surprise. And you will, if you go to starswithazpsychics.com on Sunday, you'll see the banner come down where it's login, and you'll see what it's going to be about. And, of course, it'll also be in Blog Talk Radio /stars with a Z cast. That's me. And you can find out. And then if you're on Facebook or Twitter, Candy, who's in the room right now, she puts it everywhere. I tell her she has little. I'll say, okay, Candy, work those magic fingers. And then my phone is going beep, 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 beep. I'm laughing. And the cat's looking. He's probably thinking, oh, I know. Forget it. It's Candy. So... But you see even little things like that. And I'll tell you something else quickly. If you're on the Internet and you have access to the Internet and you're just miserable, go do a search on something. You can call, whatever you want. Do a search. Start to learn about animals. And on June 21st, it's National Giraffe Day. And I got permission from National Geographic and the National Giraffe.com thing. I got permission to use anything I want off their site. So you can bet it's going to be blown up in the blog. And I'm going to do some. I'm probably going to do a couple of posts because I was so excited to get permission. Of course, I told them my story about the giraffes and the pictures, and that I just totally love them, and the lions and all that. But anyways, National Geographic. I mean, they gave me permission to do just about anything, and so did the National Giraffe.com did also. So do some research. Learn about something. You don't have to go to school. You can learn on your own. That's how I did everything. You can do it. And try to find somebody that can help you get through your days also, if you're that kind of a person. And that's what I want to say for tonight. And next week we're going to have another great topic. We always do. Be sure to look at the blog post tomorrow, because Maya Moon always writes something beautiful. If you really read it, you'll get an awful lot out of it as to what we talked about. And she really elaborates. She writes so well. So I'm going to wish everybody a good week. Thank you, Candy. You're in the room. Thank you, guests. I see you there. We love everybody. I mean, STARS is the greatest place to get involved with. It really, really is. And it's a nice thing. And we have a special going on. And that's STARS with a Z, psychics.com. I don't usually promote STARS that much. And Candy just did mysticlivingtoday.com. That's the e-zine that I do once a month. It's just crammed with stuff. I'm already getting articles for the July issue. So I'll give it back to you, Maya.
Okay, well, I just wish everyone lots of beautiful light. And, you know, I'll leave you with that little metaphor that helped me, that remember that no matter how dark the clouds that surround you, the sky still is blue. So all you need to do is find your way to seeing that one little piece of blue for reassurance, and you can be back in the light, because the darkness, it will come, and it will come again throughout our lives, but we're not meant to remain in the dark. So I wish everyone much love and light, and I look forward to another great show next week. Love you, Miss Natalie, and
love you
God
too.
Bless
love
anyone.
You, Candy. She's there, and she's waving and throwing kisses and all that kind of stuff. So yeah. You have a good week, Maya, and hopefully we will talk a little bit this week.
Hopefully, yes. Let's do that.
Yes, okay. So with that, I'll say we'll see you next week, same time, same station, and everybody just smile and know tomorrow is a new day, and be sure to believe in things you do not see. That's how I run my life. Okay, love everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye.